Hey guys, welcome to Day by Day Expressions. We're on the podcast here with Brian Powell, who's an ad guy. And Brian, you're in Northwest Arkansas, right? What company do you work for?
I currently am working for a company called Kaplan, not in Northwest Arkansas.
Okay.
It's a global educational services company.
Yeah.
So work remotely, managing a team of creatives.
Okay. So I would imagine that in that world, you deal a lot with the use of words in the proper way, the use of images and perception and all of that type of stuff. How are those categories used to persuade people? And what is your approach as a Christian as you think about using words and images to persuade people?
Yeah, so persuasion is sort of two parts, and it's like I have 2 degrees. Both of them are science degrees.
Okay.
So there is the science aspect of the psychology behind the way that people perceive things, the way that people, even their eyes flow through a particular page.
Yeah.
There are words that have worked through research, you know, that we know that have been, there's actually a list called Words That Work. Huh. And it's been relatively the same for the last 100 years, if you care.
Wow.
But there's, you know, the language that we use, the images that we use, the styles that we use, they're all really, they center around knowing your audience and knowing who those people are, what things make them do the things that they do. And it's not manipulative. You
right.
know, like there's really nothing, no magic in what we do.
Yeah.
It's just really, I think what I stress a lot with my team is plain language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to sound like we all have PhDs. We don't have to sound like we're something more than we are. We are a product for you. We can connect to you.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of that, just the use of those words and the use of the images, is helping the audience understand, A, we understand you.
Yeah.
But also, you can find yourself in our products. You can find yourself in our audience.
Yeah. Yeah. So being a Christian, man, husband, father, all that stuff, going into that world, how does your Christian worldview affect how you go into that world of advertising?
Yeah. I joke with people because it, like, lawyers and advertising is like the two most hated professions from the pulpit. You know,
yeah.
So like I couldn't have chosen a worse one for me.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But I love what I do.
Right.
I really do. And I think there is this aspect of knowing how God has gifted me,
yeah,
and that this is a way for me to serve my family, to make money for my family,
sure,
but also to ethically represent my clients,
yeah,
to ethically represent the products that we sell.
You know, and you know, you said earlier that you've got 2 degrees that are the background of it in science, and so I think part of what's going on in the advertising world and what you have discovered is that the human brain works a certain way.
Yeah.
And eyes work a certain way in how they read stuff. And it's you, like you said, it's not manipulation, but it's just understanding how the body has been put together,
mm-hmm,
and that we're not just, you know, bags of flesh walking around, but we've got these souls that connect to certain causes and to certain words and those different types of things. And so, you know, that's kind of what started the Enlightenment period, where Christians who understood that God was a God of design and purpose, and his attributes could be discovered. They did it mainly in nature, and as time progressed through science. And you're just a guy that is worshiping God and honoring God in how He has created the human body.
Yeah.
And so I think it's fascinating, for one thing, that we are able to discover more and more in that world and to use it for the glory of God. So let me ask you, I didn't prep you for this question, okay? Have there been, you know, you said that there are certain words and they've been relatively the same over the last 100 years. Has there been any new research or in science about the brain or about how we read or how we receive information that has been particularly helpful for you as an ad guy?
So it's become more complicated.
Okay.
I mean, really,
yeah,
truly. And if you look back at, we'll just say the last 100 years, because that's the easiest way. You had radio news,
mm-hmm,
then it developed, and you had newspapers. Then you had television and television news, and you still had newspapers. Magazines were still popular. Radio is still popular. There was a finite number of ways that we would consume media.
Right.
And the opportunities for advertisers were fewer and farther between.
Right.
And it was, you know, it used to, if you got a hunting magazine, if I was a manufacturer of goods for hunters, that would be a prime place for me to advertise, because I know you have a vested interest in
right.
it because you're paying for a subscription.
Right.
The world in the last 20 years has shifted tremendously. It used to be, when I did my undergraduate, we talked about how the human, the average American, I would say, is exposed to about 4,000 ad messages a day.
Yeah.
That's advertising messages.
Right.
Now that number has expanded to about 12,000
wow.
a day. And so the world has become a lot more busy.
Yeah.
It's become a lot harder to stand out in that market.
Yeah.
And it's just like we almost get inundated so much with the number of messages that we see that it's super easy to just ignore
right.
what's out there.
Right. Okay. So what are you trying to do as an ad guy to make sure that your message that or the company that you're representing or whatever the product that it's not lost in, like, I mean, because you're right. I mean, and I would think the number of hours is dependent on how much time you spend on social media.
Sure.
You know? So what are you doing as an ad guy to say, this is how we make our message stick?
Yeah. The principles are the same.
Yeah.
You know, the principles we learned a long time ago still work. The human brain still works the way that it worked 100 years ago. Our desires are the same desires as they were. And I think, so the way that we approach that is it's a more targeted, more personalized approach to being where they are. I know that's where, you know, it's always kind of been that way, but it's a little bit harder now with the privacy issues that are out there.
Right.
So really, like, to get where they are, we have to cast a wider net than we used to. But when we get in front of them, we have to take advantage of that opportunity and really say the right things that are meaningful to them.
Yeah.
I think the days of fluffy advertising are pretty much gone.
Right.
People want facts. They want to know how it's going to connect to them emotionally and those sorts of things. Emotional appeals are probably the best in terms of making them feel something, whether they're ready to purchase now or ready to purchase later. If they can feel something with the way that they've experienced your ad, then they're probably more likely to remember you.
Yeah. I can see that being an important thing, because it would just be so easy. Like, the only way you could escape a commercial back, you know, 40, 50 years ago was to get up to go to the refrigerator.
Right. Right?
But now you're just on to the next thing. And so you've got to be able to, there is no fluff. You can't waste time or space with that, because it's just on to the next thing for so many people there. And that emotional appeal is just another one of those compelling evidences of the creation of God, that we're not just soulless people, but that we have these emotions that we want to have them find expression in some way and connect to them. So next time we're going to talk about, on the next podcast, just continue this conversation of truth, goodness, and beauty, and how it particularly in your world where you've got images and all this stuff around you all the time, just continue the conversation of a Christian guy in this world expressing his faith in this particular way, and maybe even in how you lead your teams. All right. So next Monday, be sure to come back as we continue to talk about expressing this faith that we have every nook and cranny of the world, including the advertising space. Until next time.